Hi guys, my name is Will Mortensen. I'm a state representative from District 24, which goes from Hays to Highmore in central South Dakota. Today I introduced a resolution that includes articles of impeachment that call for the removal of Jason Raunsberg from office. There are two different articles. One has to do with the events actually causing the death of Joe Beaver, and then the other is related to the Attorney General's conduct following the crash itself. It's a real human tragedy. There's no doubt about it for all parties involved. There's no part of this that is coming at me from a personal standpoint or a political one at all. I've always gotten along with Jason. But when we started looking through and thinking about the duties that that the Attorney General owes to the people of South Dakota, and I think he owes a special duty to protect the people and uphold the laws, and I think that the actions in these incidents fell short of that duty, and now the obligation falls on us. There's a constitutional provision that provides that impeachment is warranted in certain situations. I think this is one of those situations. I think it should be used in only exceptional cases. In Washington, D.C., they use impeachment for partisan and political means, and I think that's inappropriate. That's not what this is. I think this should only be used in exceptional, grave circumstances. Unfortunately, that's what we've got. A constituent of mine, Mr. Beaver, has died. And again, it's a tragic on all sides. But it's something that this body has an obligation to look into. Whether that conduct met the very high standard that the people of South Dakota should be able to expect.
Says it's brought because he committed crimes and misdemeanors. He hasn't been convicted of any crimes or misdemeanors yet. Why is this being brought now before he is actually found guilty or pleads guilty or is convicted?
I thought it was very important that we wait until the investigation and the charging decision had been made. I've looked through the evidence that's been made publicly available and felt that now is the right time. Do you guys want to make a statement one way or the other, either the two of you?
Jamie Smith, the House Minority Leader from District 15. I'm the Minority Leader here. And as a Democrat, I stand next to my colleague who happens to be a Republican and letting you know this is not a partisan issue. And we're here to do what's right for the state of South Dakota.
Kent Peterson, Majority Leader in the South Dakota House. As Will stated, this is about people and not politics or party. This is for the people of South Dakota. Stand by the provisions that are in place in the Constitution, and that is being looked upon here and will ultimately come before the House.
What is it about his conduct after the accident that, I guess, rubs you the wrong way?
Yeah, I just don't think it meets the standards that people in South Dakota should expect of somebody. Again, I think the Attorney General has a special obligation to the laws and the people, and I just don't think he met it.
Did you have any votes in the Senate to convict?
I'm not going to speak to that.
Have you talked to Jason at all? Did you encourage him to resign before you brought these?
I'm not going to speak to that either.
What was the process now, and when will we see the actual articles discussed on the floor, and where do we proceed from here?
Representative Mortensen introduced it today. It'll be introduced, I believe, on the floor of the House tomorrow, and then the procedures will be set forward after that.
Will it look like the impeachment process we've seen at the federal levels with impeachment managers and subpoenas and whatnot?
I can't speak to that at this time.
What was the unbecoming behavior of the Attorney General for the second count that you could...
Sure. Well, I haven't drawn upon anything that's not in the public record, so...
You bet. Describe this as being the toughest decision you've ever made. Could you expand on that?
It's a very human tragedy. Again, I don't think that Jason Raunsberg belongs in jail or in prison, but I know for sure that he doesn't belong in the Office of the Attorney General anymore. This is something that... I spent a lot of time thinking about and seeking counsel broadly from a number of different groups and types of people. It's not something at all I do lightly. It really is the most difficult decision I've ever made in my entire life.
One last question. Was there a tipping point? What brought you over the edge to bring the articles? It's never been done before. What made it necessary this time, and when did you reach that conclusion?
Oh, I think the magnitude and the fact that the lives of one of our citizens is involved is the most important factor for me.
Nothing was unbecoming that's not in the public record. Are you referring to the interview tape that the interview that is in the process of being released now?
No. No. Everything that's been, that's like live right now is on that. I have not.
You haven't seen the interviews that are about to be made public.
I have not. Anyway, thanks, guys. I got to run up to local government. I appreciate
you. Thank you.
Leader Smith.
Thank you.
Leader Smith.